We in the NDA are only parties, trade unions, professional organizations, and civil society organizations. And we are working almost peacefully for restoration of democracy. When the international community and the United States had chosen to start negotiation between the two biggest fighting groups, that is SPLM, SPLA, and the government, we were excluded. We were not allowed to participate in these negotiations in Nifasha. So the peace process had been left only for the fighting parties, and we were excluded out of it. Democracy depends on democratic instruments, and the democratic instruments are parties, trade unions, and professional organizations, and civil society organizations.
Under the peace agreements, are you not guaranteed some type of space in the interim government?
We were given a place, but you see, the government, which is of a small party, had been given 52% of the executive and the legislature, while we, who represent the majority, had been given only 14%. But still, we accepted the challenge and we blessed the peace agreement because the SPLM is part of us, is a member of the NDA. We trust them and we trust that we will work together to see to it there is lasting peace in Sudan. There is democratic transformation. There is equality in the distribution in wealth and power.
Your group, the NDA, represents, as you said, an umbrella organization that includes all northern opposition parties, and you will have 14% in the new interim government. What is first and foremost on your agenda, given your 14% in the new interim government?
There are laws that are not contradicting with the international standards and laws of human rights. We want to see to it that the judiciary is an independent organ that will implement proper and just administration of justice.
You have said that many current laws in Sudan must be abrogated, that they deal with the government monopolization of power, they are anti-democratic. What laws in particular would you wish to repeal right away?
They have a law that governs the activities of the parties. We want this to be abrogated because it will put all parties under the supervision of the ruling party. This is one. Two, there is a newly issued law for press. We want this to be abrogated because it contravenes with the international standards of freedom of press. There is another law that is called the National Security Law that allows administrative detention outside the sphere of the judiciary. The fourth one, is the one that is putting all trade unions and professional organizations under the rule of the ruling government.
Also, there are an estimated 2 million southern Sudanese in Khartoum. They are largely non-Muslims. I understand that Sharia will remain in the north under the peace agreement. How does it affect the application of Sharia to these non-Muslims in the north? Are you concerned about that?
Of course, we are concerned about that. And we made it very clear. One of the things that we are against in the Nifasha agreement is that it divided Sudan into two Sudans. A northern Sudan that should be governed with Sharia and a southern Sudan that would be a secular one. In fact, we want a secular United Sudan. I am a good Muslim and still I feel that applying Sharia will not make it easy for Sudanese to have a United Sudan.